Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soulmates Podcast. This is Emily.
And this is Rachel.
Today's mini-sode is about the news that was a nuclear bomb to Shawal Nation.
Yeah, rocked the Shawal Nation.
When I saw the headlines, my stomach literally dropped. I was like, oh my god, is SHINee disbanding? And we are here to tell you, no, they are not disbanding. As of recording.
As of, yeah, Wednesday, March 6th.
But Taemin and Onyu are both letting their contracts with SM expire. So SM shared a statement. They said, SHINee's activities will continue at SM Entertainment without change, and contracts for individual activities will be decided according to each member's wishes. So Taemin and Onyu will be seeking other companies for their solo careers. And I have a couple of feelings, some of them positive and some of them negative about this.
Yeah, I mean, Taemin and Onyu have been with SM since 2008 when they debuted with SHINee. So it's been, Jesus Christ, it's been 16 years?
Yeah, pretty much. This year is the 16th year.
Yeah.
Taemin has been with SM Entertainment for more than half of his life.
That is insane to think about.
He debuted at 14, y'all. If this is what they truly want, then I am happy that they get the freedom to do that. My concern is that whatever company that they go to won't have the same support or budget that we're used to for their solo careers and promotions and stuff. Like, Taemin's music videos are so iconic. And, like, I only want them to get better.
Yeah. I feel like that whatever company, if they decide to re-sign with any company and pursue solo work, that they will not have to work as hard for promotion just because of how big of a name SHINee and all of the members have at this point. Like, they have a lot of clout, a lot of notoriety already. So maybe it will be a situation where they can spend a little less money on marketing and more on quality of the video. Maybe more money to Taemin and Onyu themselves.
I'm hoping, because you know that, like, most disbandments happen because the idols aren't, one, getting paid enough, or two, being promoted enough.
Exactly. I mean, they really do not get very much money at all in the contracts, especially if you're a very new group. Like, you're in debt essentially to the company, which sucks. And I don't agree with that contract, you know, culture, but that's what it is.
Taemin has decided to sign with Big Planet Made. I have not heard of this company. And Onyu is still, quote, seeking options. So the girls of Blackpink, for their solo activities, they all basically founded their own labels.
Yeah.
Specifically for solo stuff, and then they're going to continue as Blackpink under YG. So a lot of people speculated that this is what the boys in SHINee will be doing. Hopefully, hey, if that's what they want, then that will happen. You know, having your own label, you definitely get way more control, you definitely get way more money, but it's also a lot more work and a lot more stress.
Very true. I mean, I would be really devastated if SHINee broke up, just because I feel like They're such a good group. Like, I feel like they work together really well, and they're such a, like, a powerhouse together. Like, every single one of them is so talented, and together they're just amazing. It would be a shame to have them break up, but I could have said the same about 2NE1 too. Not to hurt Emily's feelings.
I know, right? I don't even want to think about SHINee disbanding. Like, that would hit me pretty hard. As two old hags who have been listening to K-pop since 2010, we've seen a lot of groups come and go. Iconic groups like 2NE1 come and go. But SHINee definitely has a very special place in my heart. Mm-hmm. They were one of the very first groups we got into and became obsessed with.
Yeah.
And they're one of the very few groups that I feel like continues to get better as they age, I guess.
Yeah.
Their stage presence, their concepts, their vocals have literally only gotten better over these past 15 years.
Yeah.
So I think it would be a really, really devastating loss to the K-pop industry as a whole if SHINee is no more. Of course, the boys would probably continue with solo stuff, but like together, they definitely have something that is very, very special.
I completely agree. And I feel like because they have literally grown up in the spotlight, they have like come into their own as you do when you come into your late 20s. Like you really discover who you are. You feel comfortable in that. And I feel like that's why they've gotten better, is because they have been able to flourish and display their personalities and their ideas in a very confident and adult way, you know. And before that, they just had the backing of a decent company and, you know, their talent. But now they can really go, you know, ham with putting themselves into their art as well.
And, you know, it hurts to say, but SM Entertainment, the company, is not what it was 15 years ago. Nope. You know, there was all this drama with Hybe in a merger, and then Kakao bought SM, and there were significant layoffs. Like, a lot of people were laid off. The staff size was significantly reduced, which meant a lot of things fell upon fewer people, which meant a lot of things did not get done to the extent that they were before. Mm-hmm. I guess I can see the logic of being on a sinking ship and wanting off.
Absolutely. I feel like as these newer companies come onto the scene, I feel like the culture is shifting, and some of these like mm-hmm. old hat companies like YG, like SM, are being forced to adapt to a changing climate, a more transparent climate where fans and artists know what they're getting into and know what it's like behind the scenes and are not okay with it. So I think it'll be interesting to see how SM handles this.
And also the longtime like CEO and creative director, Lee Soo Man, like the founder, left either last year or this year. So that was also a really big departure.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of the quote old guard mm-hmm. in SM isn't down with the new management. And yeah. SHINee is part of the old guard. They worked with him for, you know, 14, 15 years. The company is not the same. The big three, you know, JYP, YG, SM. K-pop doesn't revolve around these three companies anymore. Nope. Like, it just doesn't. And they don't have the same sway. And they definitely do not have the same financial domination that they used to.
Yeah. You know, they have their, like, star power. But YG, it's, like, just Blackpink.
Well, everyone has left due to poor management.
Right.
Pretty much.
Exactly. So I feel like there's a lot more room for these smaller companies to put out amazing groups and be successful. So
I would say that of the big three, JYP seems to be doing the least bad.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of pretty popular acts. However, JYP is a born again Christian, the man who founded it. And if you remember, we did a K-pop legend series episode on him. If you want to learn a little bit more about him, look in the archive for that. But that also affects the culture of JYP Entertainment. Like, mm-hmm. I know that Stray Kids take issue with not being able to swear.
Yeah.
It's like weird stuff like that. So even at the company that's doing the least bad in the news, you know, they're still butting heads. And indie companies, all they need is one really successful group.
Yep.
That's all they need. Hybe had BTS, and then they were basically able to rise up.
Rise up? No, not like that, JYP.
Oh my god. JYP does a jump split and then gets up.
Yeah.
He is risen.
He is risen. Good god.
I guess just to conclude this mini-sode, we love Taemin, we love Onyu, we love Minho, and we love Ki, and we love SHINee. And we want what's best for them. And we hope they don't disband. And we hope they continue to release awesome music.
Yes.
Because that's what we really want.
That's all we want. Awesome music to tickle our ear holes.
Life is hard.
Life is fucking awful.
Life is fucking hard. I just want to watch Taemin dance in the rain. Is that too much to ask for?
We just want to watch beautiful men dance and sing on our screen for our entertainment. Yes. That's all we want.
Bottom line, simple as. All right, let's wrap up this minisode with our weekly K-pop recommendations. My weekly recommendation is going to be Dream Girl by SHINee.
My recommendation is going to be Body Rhythm by SHINee.
Oh my god, that song.
Yeah, girl.
Thank you so much for listening to this minisode. You can find Soulmates Podcast on Facebook, facebook.com/Soulmates Podcast.
You can check us out on Instagram. We have our link tree there. It links to all of our relevant social media accounts.
Send us an email at soulmatespodcast@gmail.com.
You can also check us out on YouTube at Soulmates Podcast. We have a lot of travel videos there.
This program is available pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and Spotify. Wherever you're listening right now, make sure you like and subscribe. We are here every other Friday, for the most part.
Yeah.
For you. Sometimes life gets in the way, but hey. And we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.